A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage, all nations shall serve him.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor, the lives of the poor he shall save.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All
Alleluia.
We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My TV broke this week. It's true. You turn it on, sound comes on, no picture. Doesn't matter what input you put it on, can't even see the menu, you know, to see what's going on here. Makes it really hard to understand what's going on in the program, right? I mean, you can hear the sound, you can hear the screech, the thud, the scream, and you say, "What happened?" I don't know. You just literally do not get the full picture. Well, as I was meditating on our scripture passages this week, it occurred to me that the various peoples mentioned in each of the readings are kind of like trying to watch my TV when it comes to the light of Christ coming into the world. You see, the Jews had heard the word of God through the prophets, right? The Gentiles, they had sort of sneak peeks and glimpses of God's light through, you know, maybe the use of their reason, through philosophy, or sometimes through the sciences, or even little hints in practicing their own religions. But they didn't get the whole picture. You and I today, however, as people of faith, are lucky. We not only can hear God's word in the Old Testament, but we can see its fulfillment in the New Testament. God's light revealed as Jesus Christ revealed himself in the world. And reveal is the root word, the root meaning of the word epiphany. That's what we call today, Epiphany Sunday, right? Christ revealing himself. What is revealed to us today is the light of God's truth, love, and mercy in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Now in Isaiah's passage today, he speaks of the Lord's light, glory coming to Jerusalem as a light for all of them. It's kind of a poetic way of saying that it's coming through all the nation. It's a light that's so bright it attracts all the other nations of the world. And our psalm follows that same feeling, right? We all sang, "Every nation on earth will adore him," right? All the nations attracted to the light that comes into Israel. Now, the psalm also describes the kings of the world bringing gifts. And this is probably how we have conflated together the Magi who came as kings. You know, scripture scholars say that these guys probably weren't kings. What they do say these guys probably were, however, was leaders or very high authorities practicing the religion of Zoroastrianism. This was a religion that relied very heavily on astrology, studying the sky. And so when they noticed this special light, it drew them to Jerusalem because they thought something special had happened there. So it's interesting to see here in the gospel something, a pagan religion giving a hint of something of God's truth. It's something that the church teaches us in the documents of Vatican II, that we can go out and find something common in other religions and use that as a foothold for ecumenism, for evangelizing, for bringing them to the truth of God's light. You know, for example, the Muslims. The Muslims revere Mary and Jesus as both being two people who show the best example of total submission to God's will. Now, they don't believe everything we believe about Mary and Jesus, but it's a jumping off point, a place to begin a conversation. But I digress a little. Let's get back to the Magi. Where do the Magi come from? Our gospel reading doesn't list a specific place. It just says they came from the east. So maybe we can look at this sort of symbolically. Think, what else in Scripture is in the east? Well, the first thing that came to my mind, Ur of the Chaldeans, the birthplace of Abraham. Back then he was called Abram until God gave him the new name, Abraham. The one who came to the promised land, the first person to receive God's promise. Okay, so the ancestral founding of the Jewish people. But there's also something else in the east in Scripture. Let's go back a little further, all the way to the beginning. In the beginning, in Genesis, God planted a garden in the east, and he named it Eden. And it was in that place that he put mankind on the earth, the first human beings. So in other words, in this brief, in the east, we're referencing all peoples. The Jews see themselves in it. We can see ourselves in it because we're all connected to these same people from the beginning. So we see in this the Jews and the Gentiles. We're Gentiles for the most part, right? I don't think there's too many Jews in here. Connected, seeing the light of Christ. But our scripture also tells us that there are those who prefer the darkness because of the own hardness of their hearts, their own sinfulness, and that's Herod. That's Herod's part in this story. Even with the benefit of the scholars of the law, he still chooses to do evil, decides he wants to kill Jesus. Can you imagine what would have happened if the Magi had actually gone back to Herod and told him where Jesus was? The entire gospel would be only about 3 pages long. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. And Jesus would eventually die and rise. But not yet. He did die and rise for our sins, but that wasn't the totality of his mission. His mission included setting up the means of reconciling humanity with God. That means was his church. He gave the church to the disciples, to the apostles, the method in which to spread the good news of his light, the good news of God's truth, his love, and his mercy. And that's why we're here today, to bathe in that light of God's love, God's truth, and God's mercy. And they're to become beacons of that light out in the world when we leave here so that we can fulfill our mission that our Lord gave us of making disciples of all the world. So with that in mind, at this time of year when people make resolutions, let us all resolve to seek God's light wherever we can find it. First and most obvious, of course, is in Scripture, maybe reading a little bit every day, or using an app on our cell phones to have it read to us if we have, you know, the ability for that. We can look for it even in ourselves, taking the time to pray and meditate on the scriptures that we may have read. And also keep in mind, we were infused with God's light at our baptism. There's a little bit of God's light in each one of us. And because of that, we can look for God's light in the people around us. God gave us the people around us to be companions on our spiritual journey. Let us not forget to take full advantage of the sacraments that our Lord set up for us, that send His grace to us here, even today, especially the Eucharist, where He waits to feed us again and bring us more of His light. It is Christ who is our light, who gives us the full picture of God's truth, God's love, and God's mercy. So let's stay tuned. God love you.